is what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premiere Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC 5 Chicago.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for Game 1 versus the Falcons. Featuring Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 Big Ten home games this season. The full schedule and tickets, they're all available at NUSports.com. We have baseball on the Score tonight with the Cubs and the Pirates wrapping up their 4-game set. John Lester going for the North Siders. And coming up at 2 o'clock, Theo Epstein joins Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Meanwhile, over on the South Side, it will be Carlos Rodon against Corey Kluber as the White Sox try and snap the Indians' 14-game win streak. Pro football, it's now 71 hours away from the Bears' opener against Atlanta over at Soldier Field. The Falcons, of course, are the defending NFC champions, and their defense, according to John Fox, has incredible quickness.
Yeah, I think it's a type of personnel. Obviously, they put a big premium on speed. They're extremely fast, really, in all levels of their defense, both up front, their linebackers and secondary.
And tonight is the official opening of the NFL season, Kansas City at New England. Turning to pro basketball, the Cleveland Cavaliers said today that newly acquired guard Isaiah Thomas will not have hip surgery, but they gave no timetable for his return. It won't be to start the season, so Derrick Rose will very likely get the starting nod. And back in baseball, one game is underway. Bottom half of the first inning, Yankees leading the Orioles 3-0. Aaron Judge, home run number 39, a 2-run shot. The Score's 25-year celebration being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Celebrating 20 years is America's original craft vodka, also the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago. And this scoreboard update brought to you by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later this afternoon, 5:30, for Mark Grody's pregame show, and then the game against the Pirates, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago sports station.
And now it's all over.
Thank you, Shu. David Schuster and Joe Ostrowski had our updates. Sam Monson was on the show from Pro Football Focus. That'll happen every Thursday, as was Len Casper and Paul Charchian over at fanball.com. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Thank you, Ray Diaz. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, a Football Friday with Hub Arkish and Rich Campbell. And also Jonah Carey for his regular weekly baseball hit. Now it is time for transition with Bernsey and Goff.
What,
hello,
you don't like
man.
The transition dance? You don't like it? You got a problem
What's
with my transition
on,
dance?
Hi,
Jason.
Fine, thank you.
Happy.
What's going on, guys?
Dude, Tim Baffo's write-up of your fantasy draft. He's funny anyway, but this was just...
yeah. I haven't read it yet.
He finally great. He confirmed that you are racist.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
apparently. Anybody?
Well, you also took 3 white wide receivers? Is that
no,
true?
No. I did actually take 3 white wide receivers.
Oh, no.
Well, half a white.
What have I done?
Mike Evans.
Oh,
so I got 2.5. Mm. But, yeah, Cole Beasley. Beasley, Mike Evans, and I forget who the other guy
Cole
was.
Cole Beasley.
Quite a story from Mike Evans on Hard Knocks, huh?
About his father.
I watched it last night. You were right about your guy Bobo, too.
Oh, dude. Have you guys watched Hard Knocks?
I've watched the first three episodes.
There's one dude on this episode or this season. His name is Bobo Wilson. And he is a Florida State wide receiver with all the Florida State gumption and none of the Florida State talent. Okay. So he's like this eighth wide receiver on the depth chart. And the episode before last, he walks over to the sideline and says, you know, I'm not listening to that. Don't worry about it anyway. When the coach is scolding him on what to do, like how to do his gig, he's like, I'm not listening to that. I'm not worried about that anyway. And then they fast forward till the end of the practice. He's like, Coach, you got to understand something. I'm used to competing. I'm from Florida State. And everybody's like, who the hell is this dude? Yeah. So, in the spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't watched it, you know, cover your ears for 10 seconds. The final cuts, this man doesn't even stick around Tampa Bay. He flies to Miami. And they call him like, yo, Bobo, where you at? You know, we just want to bring you in because we're going to keep you. We're just going to put you on a practice squad. And they're like, yeah, I'm in Miami right now. And
getting ready for week one?
Immediately.
No, just chilling.
The guy's walking up the hallway. He's like, what?
Yeah, dudes are walking up and down the hallway trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives, if they're going to get cut. They decide to keep this clown. And he's like, yeah, I'm in Miami. I can't get back right now. And
wow.
And they say, you better be here by 1 o'clock tomorrow. And then they tell Jason Light, the GM, and he's like, what the hell are we doing with this guy? Like, they cut a guy that they've had for 3 years, by the way, Deontay Dye, the guy was ahead of him. They cut him to make room for this dude, and he gets there the next day at 1:20. And yeah, it's everything that you like, the stereotypical athlete stuff that you hear about dudes, the cliche dude. Bobo Wilson, ladies and gentlemen.
Bobo Wilson. So he is not on your fantasy team. What's the name of your fantasy team?
Henny on the Rocks.
Okay.
Yes. Chad Henney, being one of my guys.
Ah, Hennessy, solid.
Yeah. I got Henney on the Rocks and Henney on the Rocks too, because I'm in two leagues.
You can't go same name in two leagues? I've done that in fantasy baseball.
For Yahoo purposes, I want to make sure that I'm setting the right lineup. There's one league that I care about, one that I don't. You know, last night's league is the one that I enjoy hanging out with these dudes and seeing these guys. Mm-hmm. The other league is one with me and my real friends. So
sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I care about that one a little bit more. But yeah, my draft was atrocious. I wasn't prepared for it. You know, you took
Jaquizz Rodgers early.
Well, there was I'm not a big running back guy. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like if the guys who draft running backs very early.
Doug Martin is suspended for a few weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And Jaquizz Rodgers plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I know,
yeah.
But he's not really good.
Well, it's a PPR league, and you get a point per reception. I'll break this down to you at 4 o'clock when we have
Yeah, we're doing it. We're actually, yeah. I never thought I'd see the day.
Wow.
But we are going to have a recurring fantasy football.
One of the best in the business. One of the best in the business, Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com.
Oh, nice. You're not doing Sam Benchum?
I'm told that Jamie Eisenberg is a hoot.
You have become everything you once hated, Bernsey.
A good host.
Yeah, it's
you got to evolve with the times.
Here's
fantasy
the thing.
Is huge.
Right, this
fantasy,
is how you felt about Twitter.
Fantasy is enormous. Really? Fantasy is enormous. It is huge business, and if it's good business for the show, I'm all for it.
Yeah, right. So we're gonna have a good time with that. But yeah, man, fantasy football. I used to be really, really down for it. Like, yo, I'm gonna set my lineups. I'm gonna scour the waiver wires. But now it's like Thursday morning. I set the lineup, and I don't look at it again until Tuesday. Because I don't want it.
That's trouble.
I don't want to think about it.
Well, for me, it's like, it's just
I don't want to think about, you know, I'm 7 points away. Like, I set the guys, go out there and perform, people.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about it.
Now, it appeals to my worst multitasking tendencies. And just on a Sunday, I am like, whatever I'm doing, I am half paying attention.
So you're watching it for your guys?
Yeah, I've got the phone going. I'm following everything. Like, and by the time you get to the end of the red zone when they're showing you all the touchdowns, I've already seen all the touchdowns.
Right. Yeah, but you're making sure you didn't miss one.
Yeah, right. Just to make sure.
This is why I used to have a strategy of drafting the same guys over and over again, my favorite players. So that way I would root for my favorite players. Like Julio Jones, this is the first year in 3 years that I haven't had Julio Jones on a fantasy team. And I feel like a separation between me and Julio. I know he's going to be here this weekend. I might have to talk
to him.
That's
my kid's guy. That's his first draft pick.
Julio Jones. Julio feels the same way.
And
he's like, I can't believe I'm not on Goff's team.
We got a report.
Yeah.
You know,
you're such a good coach.
His team, I saw the logo. His team is the Great Corn Julio.
Nice.
And it's a picture of Beavis with Julio Jones's head on it and a helmet.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So how Bears drunk is it to possibly get? Because there's like draft Kevin White in fantasy Bears drunk.
Oh, dude.
And I'm that guy. There's draft Trubisky and Tariq Cohen in fantasy, which is Chris Tannehill.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy.
Five Bears got selected yesterday.
That's five too many.
Yeah. It's, well, Jordan Howard.
Well, Jordan, four too many, maybe.
Yeah, four too many.
But they're still not going to score enough.
There's a guy who came up to me last night. A guy walks up to me last night and he says, you know, I think they could go 11-5.
Well, did you punch him in the face? You say that's enough?
I patted him on the arm just completely condescendingly.
I patted him on the arm. Left the mental hospital.
Yeah, that's right. Adorable,
so have
sir.
Have another beer, Yerk. Nah, the 11-5, my ass. not happening. This is going to be... It's going to be a season where hopefully there will be enough intrigue midway through the season that you just give it over to Mitch and you say to hell with it.
Absolutely.
Because if they're going to start at best 1-3. At the very best. Like, everything goes right, they are 1-3.
What's the
and
leash?
The fifth game isn't easy. The Vikings on Monday Night Football.
The Vikings are trash.
Defense is pretty good.
If we set the over-under for Mitchell Trubisky's first appearance at that Vikings game in week 5, you going, oh, past that or before that?
I don't think Mike Glenn is going to be dead. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, obviously any injury can influence that, but I don't think they're going to put the ball in his hand enough for him to suck. I think he's exactly what you guys read in those scouting reports with Dan Pompey.
He's an NFL quarterback.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. And you paid him to be one of the worst starting quarterbacks and one of the best backups in the game.
It's going to be about failure for him to get...
Yes.
If he's going to get removed, it's going to be about being...
Not taking care of the ball.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Like, careless with the ball, he won't play.
Mistakes will get him benched.
Like, they got to lose because of him.
Yeah, 6 or 7 interceptions in the first 4 games, the clock is going to be ticking.
Yeah.
But other than that, this team, defensively, I think they'll be fine the first few games until injuries happen, because I still don't trust their 2s and 3s. And Jordan Howard is gonna die out there because he will get the football over and over again. And I'm still waiting for, because I didn't see much in the preseason. But Adam Shaheen at some point.
I got doubts on that.
Well,
guy,
you're gonna see him play.
You don't like the one that bounces off his neck.
Correct.
Or bounces off his pads.
Yes, that's so early, guys.
Bounces off his hands.
I know.
You're gonna
just
see him play because Zach Miller
scared.
At some point is gonna be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Of course. I mean, he'll have to play, and he looks terrible in the preseason, but. Give me the rookie tight end that's been good.
Obviously.
It barely happens.
Rookie tight end is producing.
Hunter Henry was pretty good.
Wasn't Ditka like one of the great, was it his rookie year?
The other day, he was the last rookie tight end to have 1,000 yards.
I'm talking about the appearance of functionality. I'm just looking for the appearance of functionality with the kid.
Didn't Hunter Henry have 8 touchdowns last year for the Chargers? I mean, they're out there. Guys are out there. Travis Kelce slipped because he was a knucklehead in Cincinnati. They're talented dudes out there. If you are a mismatch, doesn't matter where you went to school. They drafted him to be a mismatch. Go out there and be a mismatch. If you're so excited that you're falling down and stumbling, all right, preseason's out the way. It's big boy time now. And he looked like a kid in the face, but he's a grown-ass man. You can still see the youth in him, right?
Boyish-looking, enormous man.
Giant human being.
So, there'll be certain things I'm looking forward to seeing Leonard Floyd be the player that I think he can be. And when they drafted him and moved up to go get him, I watched him be put in the worst positions in that University of Georgia defense because they had injuries at the linebacker position. Now you get a guy before those concussions who was starting to ramp it up a little
bit. He was string bean thin playing in the middle sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, in the SEC.
Yeah.
Where it gets ugly, though, for this team is we all know the formula, right? Ball control, don't turn it over, solid front 7, run the ball. When teams that are built like that get down 14 points.
It's a wrap.
Oh, and it gets so ugly.
And then the play calling gets insane.
and you're asking guys to do things that they just can't absolutely do. Cannot do.
And they don't have a receiver who can just say, look, get it in his hands and watch him go. However you got to do it. They don't have that guy. The press coverage they're going to see with everybody walked up and so many of these loaded fronts. Can Kevin White get behind somebody? Can he get off a jam, get behind somebody, put that hand in
practices.
The air?
Yeah. Keep stacking.
Stringing like practices
about,
together.
Like talking about D Rose again. All of
well, it's a low
your
bar.
Starting point guard right there.
And there's so much with the Bulls that's a low bar, right? Like this, people
Bears.
The Bears. The Bulls. Yeah, the Bears. Thank you.
Every team except for the Cubs.
The secondary will be better. Yeah, it's pretty much impossible for it to be worse,
right.
And it's not going to be good.
They'll get a turnover this year.
Right. Right. Quentin Demps will get one.
They'll take the ball away from someone.
Well, Marcus Cooper is not good.
No, he's not good. Eddie Jackson's going. He's going to get burned a little bit, but I think he's going to make some plays on some footballs.
By the second half of the year, too, on Eddie Jackson, you're going to see a better
play. Yeah. I think he's going to be all right. I think that's an SEC safety who goes and gets the football. I'm good with him.
But, like, different does not necessarily mean good. And I think that's what a lot of the Bears stuff is.
Only in relationships, and that's what
the Bears right. Yeah, exactly.
I've always said this, too, going back years with the Bears. The Bears fans have always had a tendency to mistake absence of awful for good. And absence of awful is a separate concept, and it would be great if they can eradicate the awful, but that's just the first part of it.
Yeah. Right.
And then the problem is you're in December and everybody's hurt and you're just trying to field a team.
Don't a lot of the coaches in the NFL feel the same way about the absence of awful?
Well, that's what John Fox is.
I know.
You shoot for mediocrity, and then if you have a couple of good bounces, you win 10
right.
games.
That's right. John Fox, his specialty is eradicating awful. And then you get a couple bounces, and he plays a lot of close games. And the Bears, it looked to me like, even if healthy, they're going to be just good enough to lose double-digit close games.
Yes, they're going to be a 5-11 team and go out and get themselves whatever big stud defensive player they need, like Derwin James next year, and you figure it out. This team. I don't think we all realize how awful this team was while we were laughing at it 3 years ago, and now we're kind of figuring it out. These are the results.
Yeah, Theo at 2. What else you got?
We got
Eisenberg at 4.
Chris Bryant, right?
Or no, he's tomorrow. Rescheduled? He rescheduled for tomorrow. So Theo at 2, Pete Futek. We have a lot to talk to Pete Futek about.
He hates blind people.
He took the fun out of the blind long snapping.
Him and Shep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good company to be in.
But Futek's reasoning is sound.
Not really.
I believe it is. Okay. We're going to do In Other News at 3:40. I'm going to eulogize an underappreciated guitarist. I don't know if you took the time to do that as well.
Walter Becker.
And then we're gonna have our maiden fantasy football voyage. I'm not doing this sarcastically.
We're actually going to talk football with Jamie, too, by the way.
That's the thing.
People think fantasy football is just picking a name. The football conversation that goes into it, I think, is important.
We're going to do callers?
We're going to start off, and then we'll do callers.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's fantasy football, and just the NFL has gotten so big that talking fantasy football is just talking football.
Really,
what
is.
Offenses are good? What defenses are bad? Really, who's got a good matchup this week?
Which stars are emerging? Who's
going to be a breakout player? Who's good at rookies? Yeah. It's fantasy talk and NFL talk.
What injuries have opened up opportunities for somebody who wouldn't otherwise have had opportunities?
Listen to Bernsey talking himself into it.
I'm trying.
Yes. Good for you guys.
I'm trying.
There's a Bob Knight quote there somewhere that I'm trying to figure out.
Start gambling on it.
Relax and enjoy it.
Yeah, right? So we'll do that.
I'm going to try.
You laughed.
All right. It's Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Anything's possible.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Werner Ladders, the official ladder of pros everywhere. On the men's side of the U.S. Open draw, it's business as usual. No Americans in sight. It has now been 14 years since an American man won one of tennis's four majors. On the women's side, it's 180 degrees different. Even with Serena Williams holding her newborn child during the Open rather than a trophy, all four semifinalists are American-born. The last time four American women reached the semis was 1981. Then, one was Martina Navratilova, born and raised in Czechoslovakia, but a naturalized American as of that year. Beyond that, three of the women still playing, Venus Williams, Sloane Stephens, and Madison Keys, are African-American, the exception being Coco Vandeweghe. While golf hasn't produced a true African-American star in the post-Tiger Woods era, it's clear now that the Williams sisters inspired a generation of young players to follow in their footsteps. Good for them. I'm John Feinstein. CBS Sports
Radio. Hey,
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com. Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, all classes will be racing for the final points of the season. Saturday, it's the Old Milwaukee Classic, plus Dirt Late Model Show. For more race and group outing info, visit sycamorespeedway.com.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few. Plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
It's what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premier Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC 5 Chicago.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, they're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you travel for business, you know it's a game of wins and losses. Having an open seat next to you on your flight, that's a win. The person in front of you reclining that seat, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win, it's a triple win. Let me count it down for you. Number one, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Win number two is that Upside will reward you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business trip. And number three is the amazing six-star treatment you'll get from Upside's customer service specialists who are known as the Navigators. Recently, a Navigator noticed an Upside user was booked in a middle seat on a three-hour-plus flight, so the Navigator upgraded her to an aisle seat with more leg room. It's pretty awesome, isn't it? And that's just one example of how Upside Navigators go above and beyond for business travelers. Imagine what they'll do for you. Upside Navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 by voice, chat, email, or message on the Upside app, even reaching out to you with the useful info to help you avoid problems before they happen. And I'm going to start you right now with that Upside six-star treatment. Go to Upside.com and use my code SCORE, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's code SCORE for a a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site
for. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense and will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Theo Epstein joins us at 2, Pete Futek at 3, in other news at 3:40, Jamie Eisenberg at 4 o'clock, Zach Zabeman at some point after Bears practice, and surprises along the way as well. We're off at 5:30 for Cubs baseball on the Bernstein and Goff Show. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. We are on Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. He's at Jason1Goff. There's also Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts, the Facebook page at 670 The Score. Give it a like, and you can interact with the show and the station right there. We also have a video feed brought to you by American Needle. Hi, people.
Hello.
Creepy people.
Hello.
Creepy people. Land.
I will start to unzip my hoodie, you know, a little by little each segment and reveal myself to you watching on Facebook Live. Hello. Hello.
It's directed by Brian Gertz.
Hello.
The full moon.
It's been a whole wild card race. It's been a full moon.
Beware the vampires.
Thank you for that great life advice.
But you don't have any problem with the garlic, Reed.
Left field Delmonico. I'm only Italian. I don't carry cloves of garlic with me. Stretch time.
Actually, he does.
I don't have enough garlic in my life.
Yeah, that is true.
My lady doesn't like the smell of it. She doesn't like the way it leaves me smelling.
Got it. My breath smelling. It's still one of my favorite shows ever because it's just Doug Buffone and I. Doug and I realized we talked about food so much that it was time when we, for our Saturday 10 to 2 show, I was just going to bring in a food. We're going to eat the entire show.
Yeah. So Doug was good for him and Jim Emelo bringing in a big pan of garlic wings and smoking cigarettes in the back of NBC Tower.
We put a cardboard box in between us on the host's side. Remember those little low seats on Belmont?
Yeah.
We got a cardboard box as a makeshift table.
What's going on?
I didn't have the red and white checkered tablecloth and a wicker covered Chianti bottle, right. but man, three different kinds of salami. We had Jardiniere
throughout the show.
Four different cheeses. We just laid
those
out
the days.
Food
those
were the days. Everywhere, and he was eating raw garlic.
That's too gangster like, for my blood.
I'm just taking a clove of garlic and just chewing on it. Yeah. And good. He's like,
"That's okay, little bud, as long as you get enough parsley, because the parsley counteracts the garlic."
Sure, so, does, Doug.
He's eating. A bunch
Doug,
of
you'd have to eat a field of parsley to counteract like, what you're doing.
Hold the peppers. Hold the peppers. Where was Julius Peppers?
There's like flecks of parsley all in his teeth and on his face. I got a call from Dana saying that
why did that happen?
He was so disgusting that she had to sleep elsewhere because it's like she
seeping
said,
out of his
yeah,
pores.
Yeah, it was like he was just exuding like this ooze.
Doug had that permanent garlic fusion anyway, though. Like, you'd see him, he'd have his button-up shirt, he'd have his joggers on. Yeah. Doug actually, you know, you think a lot of these hip-hop dudes brought joggers back into fashion. Mm-hmm. Doug used to have his joggers and he had his loafers and it was a cloud of garlic surrounding that man at all times. Man, God bless the
good olive oil and really good crusty Italian bread. It was sitting there the 4 hours. We ate for the entire show. Oh,
Doug, you had to eat when you were around Doug, even if you weren't hungry. If you're going to spend any kind of time with him, like I did on a pre and post game show back in the day, you're going to have to eat around him or smoke around him or stop him from drinking out of his spit cup.
Like the guys at Fat Sam's, and I did an appearance at Fat Sam's, and they have you back in the office, and there's like a 4-pound block of provolone with a Bowie knife stuck
you gotta,
in it.
You got to get some of this. Right. No.
Make a plate.
I don't.
Come on,
you
gotta make yourself a plate.
I don't. You just fed me outside.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to
like,
eat right now.
You get food in every room. It's like you have to solve the food puzzle before you're allowed to go in the next room. It's like, I also got a whole pan of Brujol here. Oh, my God.
What a tortured life we led back in those days.
The producer today is Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. What was that, Baldy McGrindy? Farson, what was that?
McGrindy.
Let's go to okay, enough of the Gillette, lose it.
Penis! Yeah, some few things that guy ate. not that. Our audio overlord, Kristen.
So here's Larry at Thanksgiving. He was a very energetic and very hungry dog all the time.
Okay.
So the turkey was made, half was consumed, and the other half was sitting there in the gigantic container.
Yeah.
And while watching television, I had no idea that Larry was doing his best to try to get to that pan containing the turkey, all of the gravy and everything else.
Okay.
Hear this crash. Larry has gotten up with his paws, brought it to him, grabbed it, it fell on the floor, and now it was a life and death struggle between me and Larry to get the remains of the turkey. Fortunately, Larry was fine. Unfortunately, it was a life and death struggle for the carcass of that turkey.
So you're basically sparring with your dog to get at the turkey.
Because he really wanted that turkey. And I didn't want to see him having any damage from all of the gigantic bones, especially in the legs. And yeah, it was one of those days, no leftovers, no nothing, and Larry smelled like a turkey for 2 months.
And you thought facing Jim Rice was tough.
Yeah, facing Larry was a lot tougher. Jim Rice at least didn't try to bite me.
We got an update. We'll come back with more of the Bernstein and Goff show.
Larry was like 100 pounds.
Right. It wasn't a small dog.
No, it was a Rhodesian Ridgeback. It was a
big dog.
Big. Those...
And Stoney just sitting there wrestling with it.
For all you kids out there, right, when wrestling a Rhodesian.
Ridiculous.
Scoreboard update.
131. And from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 Big Ten home games this season. The full schedule and tickets all available at NUSports.com. Joe Maddon's lineup is in for this evening. It looks this way. Ian Happ will lead off tonight. He will play center field, followed by Bryant at third, Rizzo at first, Zobrist, the cleanup hitter, and will play second base tonight. Schwarber in left, Baez at short, Hayward in right, Rivero will catch, and he will be catching John Lester, who comes into tonight's action with a record of 9-7. The Cubs and the Pirates in Pittsburgh. The Cubs leading St. Louis by 4 games. Milwaukee has dropped to third, 4.5 back. The White Sox and the Indians over on the south side tonight. Carlos Rodon goes against Corey Kluber. Kluber has won 14 games already this season, and the Indians' win streak right now is 14 games. Top of the third at Baltimore. The Yankees leading the Orioles 3-0. Aaron Judge, a 2-run shot, number 39. And a sad note in baseball, Gene Stick Michaels passed away birthday today at the age of 79, mostly associated with the New York Yankees as a player, coach, manager, and GM, but also managed part of the seasons, couple of seasons with the Cubs, 1986 and 1987. Pro football, it's the start of the regular season in the NFL tonight. Kansas City at New England. The Chiefs have never won at Gillette Stadium. And in tennis, U.S. Open women's semifinal action, four American ladies. That's the first time that has happened in 36 years. Venus Williams goes against Sloane Stephens, and it'll be Madison Keys going against Coco Vandeweghe. Tune in to the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network this evening for First Pitch at 6:05. It's sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any two Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast later today, 5:30, Mark Brody's pregame show, and then the game against the Pirates, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Fat Sam was baptized in SeaWorld in Florida. A real close friend of Shamu.
This segment is brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. Did you see this letter that the Las Vegas Police Union has sent to Roger Goodell?
About Michael Bennett? No, I have not. I have not. I stayed away from that this morning. What?
Yeah.
How bad is it?
Check out this first paragraph.
All right.
Check this out. You talk about on the muscle here.
We should be able to put a gun to anyone's head and tell them we're going to effing shoot them.
Dear Commissioner Goodell, on behalf of the rank and file members of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, I request that you conduct an investigation and take appropriate action into Michael Bennett's obvious false allegations against our officers. While the NFL may condone Bennett's disrespect for our American flag and everything it symbolizes.
Can you hear that whistle, guys? Listen closely.
We hope the league will not ignore Bennett's false accusations against our police officers. That's just the first paragraph.
Shout out. Shout out to whoever that guy is. You know, got to protect the shield and protect the symbol. And make sure that humanity is lost.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I don't know what to say anymore. It's so funny because people think that you talk about these things because you want to. No, you talk about these things because they're prevalent and they're newsworthy. And you should be asking yourself, why aren't the people that you supposedly like in this medium not talking about these things as much? You know, Michael Bennett and Martellus Bennett have really, really gained my respect over the last couple of years as being something more than just football players, guys who have thoughts on things and also are willing to risk a whole hell of a lot. Risk a lot for stand. And this is the other thing, too, for all the people out there who may be on the other side of this discussion, whatever that side may be. Don't you respect somebody who's willing to stand for something that they find unjust? Like, when it comes down to it, with all the liberties and all the things that we talk about, and seriously, this isn't, you know, because we've forgotten how to be, you know, we've forgotten how to disagree in definitely in sports, but more so in society without being disagreeable. Like, when you really zoom out and you stop worrying about you're protecting some ideal that you think is being taken away or attacked by, you know, these angry, no good, ungrateful millionaires. Think about it though. Think about what they're actually protesting. And then ask yourself, am I wrong for thinking that they shouldn't stand up for these things? And when you're standing up for a flag and the ideals and the liberties that you think that red, white, and blue and those stars represent, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, why would the Las Vegas Police Union mention anthem protests in the first graph?
Because
of a
they
letter?
Know because there's enough people who aren't willing to do the research or who aren't willing to have any other viewpoints on this, and they know that they'll draw those people in. This is funny. I was thinking about this today, Dan, about how last year we talked about for most of the year how the NFL viewership was down, and it was because of the political climate, and you know, there was a lot of debates on Sunday nights and Sundays and Saturdays and all these other things, and everybody was wrapped up in what the hell was going to happen with the country. And of course there was a percentage, you know, as the polls show, of people who were fed up with these ungrateful NFL players. But this year, the number's going to bounce back no matter what. That's why the boycotting, I think you're going to You're going to play right into the hands of the people that you claim to not like or are protesting against, because those numbers are going to bounce back because there is no election this year. Right. You know, there aren't some of the things that were swirling in society that were swirling last year during football season. And after week 11, you look at what happened to the NFL, the numbers shot up. Things got back to status quo. And week 11 was right around after, you know, after the election. So I don't know where the people who said that I'm done with the NFL, I don't know where they're going to go, because this isn't going away. As long as you have African-American players in this league who understand their voice, understand their platform, and are willing to speak on it, you're going to have to boycott the NFL for a very long time. This will never be an all-black league. It'll never be an all-white league. It will never be an all-Latino league. Like, it's a league of diverse opinions and diverse thoughts. So I wonder where those people are going to go this year. I wonder if those people are still doing the whole, because guess what? This is the thing, too. I would have never guessed that Colin Kaepernick would not be on a roster to start the NFL season. I thought that this was going to drag out until somebody, like, I don't know, Steve Bisciotti, until his crazy girlfriend sent those tweets out. But I thought that somebody was going to sign him. So for the people who said, yeah, I'm not watching this year because I'm done with this and the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, like, are you back? Like, did you win? And now that you've won, are you now back to watching 49ers games? Like, I'm still a little foggy.
Especially when all teams have guys who are making statements about it, who are saying things about it. There's a wonderful article today that one of the guys at Real Clear Sports, a guy named Corey Gunkel, wrote about the phrase "stick to sports" and what it actually means, and how people don't really mean that, because he brings up all that J.J. Watt has done and what dozens of athletes have done, making personal donations and using their platforms to help bring relief to the area, that people are cool with that. Everybody's fine with that. But when somebody does something that they don't agree with, then it's like, oh, wait, stay in your lane. Whew. So this is Michael Bennett yesterday talking about the incident.
Obviously, I would hate to be up here through these circumstances that happen to be up here talking about it. It's a traumatic experience for me, my family, and it sucks that the country that we live in now, sometimes you get profiled for the color of your skin, and it's a tough situation for me. Do I think every police officer is bad? No, I don't believe that. Do I believe there's some people out there that judge people on the color of their skin? I do believe that, and I'm just focused on trying to push forward and keep continuously championing the quest for justice for people, keep pushing equality for oppressed people, and that's just what that's what I'm about, and what I'll keep doing.
You said no matter how many sacks I get, no matter how many Pro Bowls I get to, I am a black man in America, and there are people who judge me based solely on that. I wonder if that lesson is just, I don't know if you reflected on that since the incident.
I think I reflect on that constantly and daily. I think I try to tell my daughters every single day that they matter, and that, you know,
and he broke down right there, and it was when he started to talk about his kids and the things that he tells his kids on a daily basis. And then all of a sudden you turn on TMZ and, you know, pops his face down with a gun to his head, and the people that are sworn to protect and serve him, in that instance, he didn't feel like he was being protected or served. And there's a lot of people who are doing the craziest of mental gymnastics, trying to make sure that the police in this video are the ones in the right, and that, oh, look at what Michael Bennett and Martellus Bennett have said before. They're absolute idiots. How can you believe them? The problem is, like, the benefit of the doubt,
they're certainly far from idiots.
Yeah. The benefit of the doubt is rarely given to the person that's being accosted. And if you really look at this situation, apparently there was a sweep that had already happened at this casino when people started running out. Very, very few times have I ever, this isn't the movies where somebody shoots up a place and then tries to blend in. People who shoot up places usually run away. And the sweep had happened the first time. And then the second time, when things started to happen again, you know, guys don't want to sit around and get shot at. So, you know, it's a weird situation. And these are the instances that we see. Like, you want to talk to me about this kind of thing? All right, explain to me what happened with Tabo Cephalosha outside a nightclub in New York. And Pero Antich is the largest and whitest of white men. And Pero Antich, who was from another country, was like, yo, he was hanging out and partying with Tabo Cephalosha that night.
Did they settle?
Yes.
Did Tabo get his money?
I think he got $3 million, $3, $4 million from the city of New York because they broke his leg.
James Blake too, right?
Because they broke his leg because he was asking the police, why are you detaining me right now? I wasn't even involved in anything that just happened. And Pero Antich, he talked about how he could not believe in the country that he had come to play basketball and all the great things that he had heard about, that some of the things that he had seen on TV could happen to his teammate. So, you know, I appreciate the conversation that continues to happen with individuals who are getting adjusted to others' realities.
There's a note from Amir who said, look, I get that the police put their lives on the line. Yeah, he's talking about here the
reaction. Every day of the week.
Yeah, the reaction from the Las Vegas police.
Every day.
This is, I think, a bizarre letter that was sent. He said, but I have to point out that unlike the military, the police force is voluntary. People choose to be on the police force. They're paid employees with benefits. They're allowed to quit anytime they want. They're not in the military. They're not on a tour of duty. They didn't volunteer and are not obligated to wait for an honorable discharge in order to end their service. If police officers feel they're treated unfairly or are generalized or that the job is too risky, they can quit. People of color do not get to quit being black. They did not volunteer for it.
Or Latino.
They didn't choose being of color as an occupation. It's the pigmentation of their skin. I don't understand why any of this is complicated. Just because someone chose police work as an occupation does not confer upon them an inalienable right or dispensation to harass, abuse, or murder people because of their skin tone. It's embarrassing that a protest for an issue this obvious is even needed to bring about any change, let alone that the protesters are the ones getting persecuted.
Yeah, there's a reason why I'm not a police officer. One is because it's a dangerous job, and I do not, you know, I don't put aside how hard the job is at all. I appreciate the good police that are out there. Trust me, I do. But the training that goes into it, when you see good police work being done, you know, you sit there and say to yourself, that's how the job should be done. And then when you see bad police work on video, on camera phones, on you know, dash cams, it's rare that you get enough people to say, yeah, that was an instance of bad police work.
There are people who are bad at every job.
Yeah, and unfortunately, some of those jobs can take the lives of others. Like I said,
that's why bad surgeons aren't in business very long.
It's like you'd have if someone was kneeling against malpractice, like be like, yeah, you know what? I actually know somebody who had, you know, something happened to him in a surgical procedure. You know what? You're right. These damn doctors. Everyone loves to rail on lawyers. Lawyers are everybody who can't afford a really good one. You love to talk about how lawyers are and litigation is ruining
until
this country.
They're your last
You're
friend.
Damn right. Same thing with police. There are some people who love to rail on police until you need to call them. You know, and this, I just don't get, and just the humanity issue. Like, everybody's talking about politics and all this. It's not politics. Like, right. The humanity
Civil
of it.
Civil rights isn't politics.
The humanity of it. Like, you know, you talk about trauma. Now, how is Michael Bennett supposed to respond anytime he is in a similar situation again? Think about that. And there's a lot of people who have never had a gun pulled on them, you know, whether it be by a civilian or by a police officer. There's a lot of people talking about things that they just really don't understand. And the people that are trying to explain those things are being shouted down. Or the latest cool thing I see on Twitter and a lot of these, you know, social media platforms is calling any African-American who talks about this a racist. Whether it be me or on a national level, you know, Jemele Hill or Bomani Jones, any African-American or person of color who speaks on any of these things immediately is a racist. Think about where we're at now. Think about where we're at. So, you know, I feel for Michael Bennett. I feel for good police officers out there who are doing their job, who get lumped in with these clowns. But in the end, you know, they're expecting people to stop making noise about this. That's what they're hoping
that's
for.
That's not going to happen.
Exactly.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Theo Epstein, the president of the Cubs, joins us at the top of the hour on The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give me a call. Billy wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Arlington Heights. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by me before talking with the realtor is like skydiving without a parachute. I pre-qualified Billy to purchase a home and introduced him to Donna Sattler, my preferred Arlington Heights realtor. If you're purchasing a home, call me first. I'll pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to my experienced team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. My team of real estate experts will always look out for your financial best interest. If you're buying a home, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 19186.
Arter.
If you're doing it right, you spend a third of your life in your sheets, and they need to take care of you the way they should take care of you. It took me a while, in all honesty, to appreciate the value of super high quality sheets and what that does, because I didn't really appreciate it until I got a little bit older. My wife explained to me, look, thread count matters. Quality matters. You're going to sleep better and you're going to be happier, so you can upgrade your life. The good news is that finally there's a company that takes all the BS out of the process of finding these, and you don't have to get suckered into going to department stores or expensive boutique shops. There's Brooklinen. Brooklinen cuts out unnecessary markups, and so much in this industry, Brooklinen discovered after the company was founded in 2014, just how much of this was completely wasteful and unnecessary. And that's why they're the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. People love these products, all kinds of colors and patterns, luxury bedding, but underpriced. So you have to try these sheets today. I've got them and I love them. You're going to love them too. So take advantage of this exclusive offer. There's no reason not to do it when you hear these terms. It's at brooklinen.com, and just for you, you can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen is so confident you're going to love these sheets. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and all their comforters. There's no reason not to give this a try. And the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code DAN. Try these. It's Brooklinen, the best sheets ever.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
It's what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premier Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC 5 Chicago. It's what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premier Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC 5 Chicago.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Baseball is better with beer.
Oh, we know that. I don't know about this time of year. I think he's over most of the beer binging, and last year it was fun for him to go sit in the bleachers with his fake mustache on and his baseball cap because they were up by 20 games. It's a little bit more of a nail-biter this year with a bunch of games left against some of the teams pursuing them. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
All right, so we're going to talk to Theo Epstein here at the top of the hour. Looking forward to that conversation about the difference in this year and last year, and Jake Arrieta, Wilson Contreras, Jose Quintana. We're going to get into my Pat Hughes run here. No, it should be fun. We haven't talked to Theo in a couple of weeks here, so we have some questions lined up for him. You should stay tuned. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. 312-644-6767 is the phone number if you want to jump in on the other side of that. Pete Futek at 3 o'clock and at 4 o'clock, 2 hours from now. All you fantasy football players out there, we got some rules, you know, that we have to lay down. We don't need your whole damn team. We just need your toughest decision. We need to know, you know, what team your player is playing against. Make it easy for us, and then we'll talk some football, some fantasy football, that is, with Jamie Eisenberg. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Theo Epstein next, right here on 670 The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it, I saw it, Bears fans saw it, you know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense and will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming.